Joining us live on WTOP now is Tim Massey, who's a professor of religious studies at Marist College in New York. Tim, it's good to speak with you again. Welcome.
Mike, Bruce, it's great to be with you once again.
Now, this is a very interesting development that's happened this morning. The Pope is indicating that his health has declined dramatically enough that he doesn't feel he has sufficient strength for his position. How much of that may have something to do with the criticism John Paul II took for remaining pontiff until his death?
Well, actually raise a very, very valid point. I think that there were very few cardinals who were closer to John Paul II than current Benedict XVI. And you saw a pope in not just physical decline, but also mental decline, and also raised issues as to then who controlled the Vatican, who controlled the bureaucracy, who controlled the papacy. And I think that Benedict is one who respects the institution of the papacy enough that he doesn't want to turn over the operation and oversight of the Vatican and the Catholic Church to someone other than the Pope himself. So rather than being somebody who used his suffering in a theological way like John Paul II did as the suffering servant of Christ, Benedict said, you know, pretty much this is it. I'm going to retire. I think enjoy what few days I have left. He may go back to Bavaria to be with his brother. I don't expect him really to hang around in Rome. But, you know, I think that the Pope's, his predecessor Pope's health had a dramatic impact on his decision to step down at this time.
Are you surprised at all by the fact that not only are we flabbergasted at the announcement, but it turns out some of his closest aides at the Vatican were surprised?
Well, this was a decision that was held close to the vest. And I think with all of the Vatican leaks, like the equivalent of the WikiLeaks scandal of the past year, there was probably a very, very small cadre of close associates, for example, like Monsignor Georg Donschwein, who is the Pope's longtime papal secretary, who the Pope then named the prefect of the papal household. That job pretty much determines who sees the Pope, who gets the response from the Pope, who gets the ear of the Pope. And I think I would say it would probably be Gonschwein himself and maybe the Pope's closest Italian cardinal advisor, Cardinal Persicio Bertone, Persicio Bertone. Bertone himself might be seen as one person who wants the job. Mm-hmm. So I think the speculation will now begin. Will it be an Italian-born pope? And there has not been one now over the last two popes since John Paul I, who was the Patriarch of Venice. Or will it be somebody from the Third World, Africa, Asia, Latin America, which is really the only place, they are the only places in the world where the Catholic Church is still growing.
That's a very interesting point. Now, in 2005, when Pope Benedict first came to become Pope, he was already 78 years of age, and everyone knew that his reign would be short, and it would be the antithesis, if you would, of John Paul II's. But given the kind of cultural turmoil and religious turmoil, political and economic turmoil that fill the world today, whoever takes this job might have one of the most difficult papacies of all time.
Well, when you take a look, first of all, at, and I'm sorry I have to bring it up, but the various scandals that have impacted the church, there are the sexual scandals, there are financial scandals, there are scandals in confidence of the church. When you see that a country like Ireland that had nearly 95 to 98% church attendance is now down to 5 to 10% church attendance based solely on the reaction of the Catholic faithful to the sexual scandals of the Catholic Church in Ireland. The same is happening here in the United States. It's happening throughout Europe. You really have to take a look at who is going to take this job. It's not going to be somebody, I don't believe it's going to be somebody, who will be in their upper 70s, who will be another caretaker pope. And yet, you take a look at somebody like Blessed John the 23rd, mm-hmm. who was seen as being a caretaker pope and was only pope for 5 years. But probably in that 5 years, did more to change the Roman Catholic Church than any predecessor pope of probably 500 to 600 years, yeah, with the calling of the Second Vatican Council. So, you know, the Catholics believe the Holy Spirit influences the selection of the pope, while I think most other observers believe politics impacts it. But the Holy Spirit may move in mysterious ways, and we'll see what happens after the conclave that will be called in March. And I think the Pope chose now to resign because he wants to have somebody in place in time for the very grueling schedule of Holy Week and Easter. He himself did not want to go through that. And when you take a look at everything that goes on, from the Palm Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square to the Holy Thursday Mass and foot washing that goes on at the Pope's church, which is St. John Lateran, to the Stations of the Cross at the Colosseum, to the very long liturgy of Holy Saturday at the Basilica, and then the Easter Mass, and then the Urbi et Orbi address to the church and to the world, to the city and to the world. Whoever is going to do that, you know, I'm sure Benedict wanted somebody in there who was younger than he so that he could just watch it on the sidelines.
Professor, always appreciate your perspective. Appreciate you coming on this
morning. Thank
you, Tim. Mike Bruce, it's great to be with you as always. Take care now.
You too. Tim Massey, adjunct professor of religious studies at Marist College in New York.